obviously it's significant. It's a major day for us here in South Sudan and across the world because, as you said, the issue of children being used by armed groups and armed forces is a global phenomenon, and it's one which we are fighting to eradicate everywhere around the world. But here in South Sudan, I'd like to point out that we've had significant success over the past year. I mean, we still estimate that there are thousands of children being used by armed groups in South Sudan. But as of today, we have a group going down to Yambio. We expect to see more than 100 children released by an armed group there. And that will bring the total number of children released in South Sudan over the past 12 months to more than 1,000. Mm-hmm. So that's a significant milestone. It shows that progress is being made. We hope that 2019 will be continued to be marked by this kind of progress until all of the, we estimate around 19,000 children have been released.
Well, 19,000, that's a really, really huge number of children there being released. As you do this job every day as UNICEF, how easy is it to convince these children to get out of these armed forces? And even how easy is, or difficult is it to talk to the commanders, you know, as you try to demobilize these children?
I mean, it's a process which can take months. And we have what we call our child protection section, and they work very closely with the commanders across all of the various armed groups that have been involved in the conflict here in South Sudan. I mean, often as we were seeing down in Yambio, we see groups of children released in the wake of a peace agreement, say, between one armed group and the government. And so we've seen significant numbers of children released in Yambio and also in Pibor in other years. But it is a process which can take years to actually see the release of children. You mentioned how difficult is it to convince the children. It's not difficult at all. I mean, the vast majority of these children are there against their will. There are some who have joined voluntarily because they don't see any other means to a future, but most of these children are there very much against their will. So convincing them to leave is not an issue at all. What we do have to do, though, is we have to make sure that we support these children to return to their families and their communities, to see a future for themselves beyond these armed groups. And we do that over the course of 3 years. What we call the reintegration program provides either vocational training, educational opportunities, material support to the families. But it's also important to point out that as we're working with these very vulnerable children who were associated with these groups, we also work with a vulnerable child from the host community because we want to foster greater tolerance of these children. You know, whatever happened, whatever role they had in these armed groups, they were children. They can't be held responsible for that. And the vast majority, as I said, were there very much against their will.
Yes, and talking about that, especially the coping mechanism, these are children who have gone through tremendous experience, things that they as children should never go through. How is it, or some, I would like to find out some success stories, you know, after these children are out of the armed forces, and any other success stories that you have witnessed and you like to share with us?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I was down in Yambio last month, I believe it was, and I went to one of these vocational training centers that UNICEF supports and is run by one of our partner agencies, and their children are taught everything from bricklaying to carpentry to being electricians and also tailoring. And I spoke to a boy and a girl who were both becoming tailors. And the girl said to me that, you know, this was the point at which she had, this was the happiest point of her life. She had had great difficulty. She had really suffered a lot when she was with this armed group. She had sought to escape and had been unsuccessful and had been beaten as a result of that. The boy also, you know, talked about real hardship and difficulties and trauma that they had experienced. But through the support that they had received and through the training that they were receiving, they could see a brighter future for themselves.
Yes, and in a country that has been in conflict for this very, very long time, South Sudan has a history, of course, of also this child soldiers. We have the Red Army before, and at the moment, as we speak right now, South Sudan has been enlisted as well as one of the countries that is holding or that has a lot of children in the armed forces. Do you see a South Sudan where these kids are no longer in the armed forces, and what should be done in order for that target to be achieved?
I mean, you have to hope, and we believe that it is possible that there will be a South Sudan without any children working for armed forces or armed groups. Obviously, what you need for that is peace. You need sustained peace where they're no longer, where commanders no longer feel it's necessary to have these children in their ranks. As I said, we are looking at a very positive trend at the moment, 1,000 children released in the past 12 months. If that were to continue, it would still take some time before 19,000 were released. But, you know, for instance, in 2017, we didn't see any children released. So 2018 was a positive year for us. 2019 is shaping up to be equally positive. So we hope the trend is moving in the right direction. We hope that the peace agreement will hold and that more commanders will release these children who are serving in their ranks.
As we commemorate this particular day today, any other activities that you would like us to know?
Clearly, the support to these children is vital. As I said, it's a long-term process. It's 3 years of support. You can't simply just release these children and expect them to get on with their lives. They face all kinds of challenges returning to normal civilian, if you like, life. Many of them have been deprived of an education, and that's true across the board in South Sudan, unfortunately. As I've said many times on this program, South Sudan has, I think, the highest proportion of children out of school of any country in the world. So for these children and for all the children around the country, education is the future, and so we need to be able to take these children out of places where they don't belong, such as armed group, and put them into places where they do belong, such as classrooms.